Coming up next here on the local edition, changing subjects completely, yet we're still going to touch upon Woodstock. Narrowsburg Union's newest exhibit is A New Lens on the Counterculture, photographs by Mark Goff. That's opening up tomorrow. And Goff's photography spans his time serving aboard the USS Kitty Hawk aircraft carrier during the Vietnam War until well into the 70s, and he captured the counterculture, protests, the musicians of that era. His work is only now really starting to get wider recognition. Radio Catskill's own Patricio Rubio spoke to the curators, Crystal Groh, curator for the Narrowsburg Union, and artist and producer Nick Clementi. And Nick starts off this conversation by explaining how it became a personal mission for him to get the work of Mark Goff out there and how he came to that.
Yes, for the about 2 years plus, I kind of repivoted in terms of my studio focus here in Sullivan County and made Mark Goff's work my priority and the focus on getting his legacy to public at large as a real concern. It started off as a labor of love, and it still to a certain degree is. There have been a number of really high points with this, and it's gone in phases. In short, about 2.5 years ago, I became aware of a photo that was online. I didn't know who did it. I was working with it in the design. I tracked down the author of the photo. The creator of the photo happened to be Mark Goff. And when I went to reach out to him in December of 2018, I was reading his obituary. It was a very powerful moment. I took pause for a couple months, then reached out to his two daughters. And through a series of dialogues and communications, we became friends. We created a platform of trust. And that trust was manifest in the form of a legal contract where I represent the collection for distribution, marketing, and exhibition. And to give you an idea how deep the trust went, they literally mailed me a box of 550 35-millimeter negatives, and we had never met in person. They mailed it from Milwaukee. And from there, it's been, you know, quite an exciting journey. As someone who, you know, honors the medium of photography with a lot of experience, and also history, and also my history, because it's sort of my generation. The bulk of his work was taken between 1966 and 1976. And among other things, he had a press pass for the 1969 Woodstock concert, was on stage. Wow. And almost all of his photos had not been seen by public at large before. So imagine at the point of the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock concert, here comes this box of negatives, and in that box there were 240 shots from the Woodstock concert. And it was met with tremendous enthusiasm, even emotional reactions from it. And we've had great success with exhibitions. There's a good presence he has online. The stuff went viral because of Associated Press picked up the story. After about a year, the family, who was almost beside themselves with joy and appreciation because they were getting to know their dad's work through a completely different perspective, they sent me another batch of negatives. In total now, I'm dealing with about 2,000 35-millimeter film frames. 80% are black and white, and the rest are color. There's also a batch of 35-millimeter color slides. And now, in this show, we are focusing on a group that we are referring to New Lens on the Counterculture, and it's dealing with the experiences and the documentation that Mark recorded on the ground during the late 60s, when every time you turned on the news, there was another reference to a story about a march, anti-Vietnam protests, et cetera. Mark was there. And we are, Crystal and I, we're just loading this stuff in yesterday. It's right. A powerful show. And now I can't imagine a better venue than Narrowsburg Union as far as the professionalism, the hanging, the lights, the galleries. And we're really excited to see the kind of response that the public's going to have with this.
Did you discover anything? Did you, while doing all this, did you like anything that surprised you seeing all those photographs?
That's putting it mildly. Yeah. It was from the contact sheets. You know, even though a seasoned photographer over time and experience, as Crystal and I were talking about, you can get information by just looking at a negative. But when you zoom in after a contact sheet, then you have some real data. It was like I was a 6-year-old and it was Christmas and I believed in Santa Claus. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, real close-up shots of Janis Joplin a couple feet away and all these other concerts that he was at. Bruce Springsteen, the Rolling Stones. He actually captured the event where George Carlin was arrested in 1972. It's a rich portfolio,
right,
of data, which not only has historic reference, but as Crystal and I were kind of raving about yesterday, the guy was a great photographer based on aesthetic standards, as in what makes a great photo. And by the time I'm finished with this, he will be in the history books. I'm not saying he's going to be on top of the shelf, but he will be there. He deserves to be in the annals of American photojournalism.
Yeah, though, definitely. Yeah. I'm looking through his work, and like, you know, so he captured this time in history that we look back on, and particularly now what we're going through now politically, and this past year with the pandemic, and a lot of the rallies and the protests that's rolled around the Black Lives Matter. Chris, I don't know if you want to talk about this. I guess I'm assuming you guys are trying to make it also a connection between the protest photos that of Mark you guys are showing off now and the recent protests and rallies of our time.
Absolutely. And when I got a chance to connect with Nick and look at this work and look at this collection, photos are incredible. But what really resonated with me was, you know, like Nick had said, in the late 60s, you couldn't turn on the news or walk outside without there being a protest or a rally. And I feel like we're living through that same thing right now. And these images really give us an opportunity to think about that, to think about what the message was then, and to think about what the message is now, and the nature of protest and the history of countercultures and where we stand in that. And these images are a really beautiful representation of that. And I think Mark Goff is an interesting case and an interesting character and has an interesting perspective on this, because he started photographing as a member of the military. He was in the service during Vietnam. And that's where he gained his original photographic perspective. And to take that viewpoint and bring it back to see these counterculture protests, these anti-war protests, and to document that with an understanding that he was documenting history and he was there to serve a purpose. And I think that's what great photojournalists do. They understand that their work is in service to a greater good and to record and document history. So that was really exciting to me, and looking at this work and in curating this show and pulling the pieces that we were going to display. So I'm just so excited as a photographer and a photo lover myself to have a chance to work with this and to show it here at the Union, which is a place for community. You know, it's very much an open and accessible space where we have a chance to show this work to people. And that's been really exciting for me.
I was reading the website, and like I said, he, like you mentioned before, he honed his craft or started his craft in the military. Now, for these photos that that's on display of him being in Washington, D.C. or anything like that, was he on assignment or was he there on his own?
When Mark returned from, he was a 2-year tenure, U.S. Navy, stationed on the USS Kitty Hawk, and he was given direct access. He was with me. I have photos of Mark in a surgery room after injuries right there. The jets landing. When he got back, it seemed like, according to a lot of the information I have about Mark, is through long conversations and emails with his two daughters, Leah and Allison Goff, who've just been just great. I feel like we're good friends now. But the point is, it seems like when he got back, he stopped cutting his hair and he said, "I'm part of the counterculture." And there was a magazine called Kaleidoscope in the Midwest, and they hired him to not just be their photojournalist, but he did some interesting writing. Some of it I have posted. There's more to be done in terms of recognizing his journalistic capabilities. And it was the platform of the Kaleidoscope magazine, which was quite radical. at the time. The building was burned down once. I mean, there's a lot of little subplots that goes on with Mark's life that hopefully one day I'll be able to tie together. But it was the Kaleidoscope magazine that through someone at Kaleidoscope had some connections with one of the organizers at Woodstock, and that's how he got his press pass. So I have a copy of Mark's press pass, and I think I posted it on the website, and you see written in hand, Kaleidoscope. So that was how we got there. And that the way that industry works is it's a lot of personality driven stuff. So the musician liked him. They felt relaxed and let him do his thing just a few feet away. And then he was part of a whole series of other concerts, some in the Midwest, some in Chicago. And so he did have some actual criteria as a photojournalist that got him into some places. And other times it seemed like he was just there, you know, by good fortune or circumstance.
Crystal, on the press release, I see something called Grayscale Darkroom and Photolab. Can you tell us what that is all about?
Sure. Yeah, that's actually my venture, my project. I'm going to be running and operating a black and white darkroom and a drop-off film processing lab here at the Union. So we're really excited to be able to open this show at the same time I'm getting this business off the ground. Yeah. Photography is so important to me. It's something I've spent my entire career doing and learning about, but the darkroom and the analog process is really where my heart is. And you know, for this show, we're going to be able to offer a small series of traditional black and white silver gelatin prints of Mark Goff's original work from his original negatives. So, you know, we've selected a few pieces that we think the negatives are strong enough for that can hold up in the darkroom. But I'm also excited to talk to people about the process. You know, you can see the images on the wall and you can recognize they're beautiful compositionally, they're important historically. But the art and practice of darkroom photography is a whole other story, and there's a whole other level of artistry that goes into that. And I'm really excited to share that with people. So for the opening coming up on Friday, the darkroom will be open for people to come in and take a look. I'll have some work prints ready for people to take a look at, so we can make that connection between the images and the process, because this is how Mark's photos were meant to be seen, in a sense. You know, this is how he would have processed and developed them on paper in the darkroom. So that's really exciting to me. And the darkroom will hopefully in the next couple of weeks be open and available for people who are interested to come in and make their own prints, to have lessons. I'm happy to teach people about this process that's so important to me and has been so critical to my understanding of photography. I'm thrilled to be able to share that with other people.
If I may just kind of add on to that, one of the things that Crystal and I, when we first met, immediately saw common ground with is our sense of importance with traditional media. So in today's world, when someone says, I'm a photographer, chances are they've never walked into an analog darkroom with an enlarger and wet processing. They've never had to go through any of those traditional practices. And one of my flags of enthusiasm is to encourage all artists to explore and directly experience the original media. So in this case, if you want to understand dodging and burning and how the digital tools like Photoshop evolved, get yourself into a darkroom.
Right, to see the work, like I said, if he was alive and printing at that time, how they would look like. So, and I do have to agree, there is, I want to say, something magical about photography in the darkroom. Before we go, is there anything that we have not discussed that you want our listeners to know about?
Well, I guess we should just mention that the show officially opens on Saturday, the 12th, from 5 to 8 p.m. That will be here at the Narrowsburg Union. So we invite everybody to be here. It's free, open to the public. You know, we still ask people to please wear masks when you're coming inside the space, but there'll be wine, there'll be snacks, there'll be people. It feels like we're getting to a place where we can have an opening that feels a little more like a good old-fashioned art show opening. So
Right. Yeah,
and if people are interested in that, you know, it's Grayscale Darkroom and Photo Lab. You can email contact@grayscaledarkroom, and I will be more than happy to talk anybody's ear off about black and white photography, color film processing all day long. So happy to be here at the Narrowsburg Union and to be working with these photographs. So I just invite everybody to come out on Saturday and enjoy it. Enjoy this experience with us because we're so excited to share it.
Definitely. Well, Crystal, Nick, thank you so much for joining us. I do really appreciate it. Talking about this great work that's being featured in Narrowsburg Union and all the good stuff that's going on there.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
This is Patricio Robayo for WJFF Radio Catskill.